But wrap your minds around this, gentlemen.
Come on, we got holes, Tito.
I hate curses and I hate all of you.
All right, America, have your laugh.
Sisters, give each other a kiss and make up.
Man, the guy's talking about incest. It's not funny. The guy needs help.
Price is wrong, bitch.
I get it. You don't like me. I exploded.
I award you no points, and may God have mercy on your soul.
Welcome to Adam Sandler Please Stop, a complete retrospective of all Adam Sandler movies, past, present, and unfortunately future. I'm Robert Bacon, and with me, as always, is my co-host,
Marie Maloney.
This week, we look at Andy Samberg and Adam Sandler in That's My Boy, released on June 15th, 2012. But before we get started, there's been a little behind-the-scenes drama
yes.
here on the show, and we would like to share it with you guys. You guys, having an Adam Sandler-themed podcast...
Bring some weirdos.
Bring some real weirdos into our life, mostly through Facebook.
Yeah.
Our Facebook page, random people messaging us, mostly not from this country,
right.
thinking that we are Adam Sandler.
A lot of times I just say, hi.
Yeah.
And that's it. And also, then, please stop inviting us to play that online game. It is really fucking annoying. We're not going to play it.
Yeah.
So stop it. You stop.
Even though the name of the podcast, even though the name on there is Adam Sandler, Please Stop.
Right.
And it's our logo, which is like a messed up
yes.
photo of him. And it's just like,
we are
people
not,
don't get it.
We are not misrepresenting ourselves online.
Anyway,
I just want to be clear.
We get a message from a near Baron. Is that how you'd say her name?
Yeah, I would say Baron.
But whatever. She says, and I quote...
Or perhaps Baron, I don't know.
Look, and then the emoji for look, the two eyes.
This is a stage dream.
Look me, Sandler. I know that you are so busy and don't have much time to read emails and post. My son loves you. We live in Israel for over 15 years. My older son is 13 years old and loves your comedy, loves your movie shows, anything and everything about you. Now to ask you to come over to Israel. I know it's not... possibility, but a short clip wishing him a happy birthday. He will be 13 at his bar mitzvah in 6 months, and nothing more than a small wish is what he wants you make my son wish come true.
So, okay, so I see this message. I need to go into the backstory.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I realize, like, clearly English is this woman's second language.
Yeah, which is understandable.
Understandable.
Yeah.
We're not knocking that.
No.
But I'm like, gosh, we already know from experience from our listener who told us his Adam Sandler story that he doesn't respond to this stuff.
And then we also know that we know somebody who does a good Adam Sandler
yes,
impression.
Yes, our good friend from Fiverr.
So
I'm, this is tugging at my heartstrings, y'all. So I decide... I'm going to go on Fiverr. I'm going to ask our good friend to do the Adam Sandler impression and send this to this woman.
And while we're...
While we're doing
while
this.
While you and I are discussing whether we should do this or tell her the truth, she responds, still waiting. Very simple yes or no would be an answer.
That she keeps asking.
She kept pushing it.
Yeah. It was in the works. Like, it takes some time.
Yeah. Then we finally get the thing back from Fiverr.
But I just really love the, sir, Mr. Adam Sandler, is that really you?
All right, we got the, here's what we got, here's a short clip of what we got back to send to her.
Happy bar mitzvah to you. Yes, it's so very true. You are a beautiful Jew. You are Nathaniel Baron, and today you're coming of age.
So that goes on. It's like 3 minutes. So it's very well done.
Yes. It's so funny.
We hopefully made her day, but no.
Her son's day?
No.
Then do you want to read this,
yeah,
Bacon? Yeah.
You just made my Shabbat so special. Sorry, there's no punctuation, so it's very difficult. You just made my Shabbat so special. Thank you. Thank. I so much, it would be amazing if I can be a few seconds video clip. If not, a thank you anyway. You are a great person.
We supplied this woman with what she asked for, gave it to her, and then she's like, but wait, I want more.
And also, it's just like, she was very impatient. She was rude. I don't know if it was the language barrier. If this was the real Adam Sandler, she wouldn't have heard anything back.
No.
So hopefully we'll keep you guys up to date if anything else happens in this.
So
but
she pushes for a video. She asks us twice, and I go, we cannot do the video. We supplied you with a clip.
That's it.
That's it.
So hopefully, I don't know. I hope she finds out, like, figures out that we aren't Adam Sandler and, like...
I was just trying to do something nice. I felt for the kid, like... I thought it would be so sweet, giving him a message.
Nope.
And it totally blew up in my face.
Yep.
So, I mean, God.
All right, let's get on to the movie. Yep. This week we are watching That's My Boy. The plot synopsis is, while in his teen, Donnie fathered a son named Todd and raised him as a single parent up until Todd's 18th birthday. Now, after not seeing each other for years, Todd's world comes crashing down when Donnie resurfaces just before Todd's wedding. That's the most simple explanation of this movie. If you have anything that you want to say, any comments, any new stories, anything on upcoming Adam Sandler movies that we are going to watch, Maria, how do people get a hold of us?
You can get a hold of us by emailing us at adamsandlerpleasestop@gmail.com. You can visit our Facebook page. Clearly that mom had a blast doing it. You can also call into our voicemail, which is 405-418-NARD. That's 405-418-6278. And of course, we're on Twitter as well, at Sandler Please Stop, PLS Stop.
Some facts about this movie. It cost $70 million to make. It made worldwide $57 million. It was a bomb.
Yeah, huge bomb. I wonder why.
When Andy Samberg actually got married, he invited Adam Sandler to the wedding, who showed up as his character in this movie.
No.
Outfit and everything.
No.
And didn't break character.
That's the end of a friendship right there.
That's an end of friendship. It is a Razzie winner.
Not surprising.
That makes it the last three films that we watch are Razzie winner. Also, just to show how shitty the Teen Choice Awards are, this was nominated for 3 Teen Choice Awards, despite the fact that it was originally rated NC-17, and they had to fight it and get it down to rated R.
Wow.
It was up for summer movie comedy and best actor male and best actress female. So just in case that you thought the Teen Choice Awards had any clout, it doesn't. Just so you know. I think you and I watched this movie.
We did. And it was
a long
horrible.
Time ago.
I think it's one of the ones that we almost quit.
So we'll just get onto the movie because it is a long one. It's 2 hours long. It's close to 2 hours long. So we'll get to the movie so we can just talk about that. So our format, we'll watch the movie together, stopping at every 30 minutes to discuss it so far. Each of us has one stop card that we could use to pause the movie before that 30 minutes is up, just in case there's something that we just need to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
Marie, are you ready to watch That's My Boy?
Ready as I can be.
Right. Let's do it. Hi. Wow. Wow, wow, wow.
There hasn't been a laugh, a titter.
A titter?
Yeah, a titter. A titter?
A titter?
Yeah, a titter.
We don't even want to talk about the movie, but we have to.
But we have to.
And we have to talk about the opening, because we have to talk what this movie is about. If you don't know what this movie is about, a kid, how old is he?
He's 12?
13? 12?
I think he's...
God.
It's grade school.
Is it? Or middle school? It's middle school.
Grade school is middle school.
No. Anyway. He gets...
Raped.
He gets raped by his teacher.
Yeah.
I mean, he's willing, but he's 12, so he doesn't know any better. And the scene in which it is presented to us... It's got to be a very difficult way to present it, so it comes off as funny. They don't even try.
It's
just like
not
blatant,
funny.
Straightforward.
It's not. The grossest part is that you hear it.
Yeah.
That was what, like, really was jarring to me.
Yeah.
Like, you hear it.
Not only that.
That's so messed up.
You're presented with the rape scene, and then after the rape scene, like, you're not even allowed, you're not even given a chance to be like, wow, that was really weird. They go straight from that scene into a montage, a rape montage.
Yeah.
Of, like, all the times that he's fucking her.
Right. It's so sick.
And then they get caught.
Right, they get caught because, oh gosh,
for no reason.
You guys, it's so tough. Like, when there's an assembly going on, it's just so easy to be a person who wants to fuck behind the curtain.
Yeah.
You know?
And
it's like, oh, I can't tell you how many times I've wanted to have sex behind a curtain and, when there's an assembly, a school assembly going on.
And I can't tell you how many assemblies I missed hearing because kids are so quiet when they come in and out of rooms and when they're sitting in a room together.
Right.
And there's they another just, kid really, with a microphone
really
and he's talking.
It really sneaks up on you.
How is that even possible?
It's
how?
So stupid.
And then after they get caught, in which they just open up the curtains and you see it.
Yeah.
The whole school...
Cheers. I think that was... there's so many levels of disturbing to the plot of this, but I think the fact that this assault is celebrated so highly is maybe the worst.
Yeah.
It's so... It's just vile.
It
doesn't
vile.
Feel good to watch.
And you're starting off the movie.
Right. And that's the first moments we're watching.
Yeah. Of a whole story arc of how it gets caught.
A quick sidebar.
Yeah.
The woman playing the teacher, the young teacher,
yeah,
is Susan Sarandon's daughter.
Yes.
And Susan Sarandon plays the, like, modern day
yes,
teacher.
Version of her.
Yeah, version of her. Which, the daughter's beautiful, don't get me wrong.
Very hot.
Like, gorgeous. Gorgeous woman.
Which makes it even more unsettling
when
I'm watching it because she's so sexualized and then there's this child with her.
Yes.
And it's like, God, she's hot. And
God,
she's doing
this
it to this
wrong.
Child.
Yeah.
And it's like, ugh. Then there's a courtroom scene. I don't want to say anything besides Adam Sandler stepped in courtroom scenes. You have
please,
no idea.
Please like, stop.
It's just lazy. It's just an excuse to write lazily to move the plot forward. It has no real merit in anything. It's awful.
Oh, the strip club scene.
God.
What the...
Unnecessary.
So, modern day Donnie, Adam's character, goes to a strip club to, I don't know, solve his problems, mull over stuff.
Nope.
And then we just unnecessarily see this large woman stripping her nice, helpful daughter... I think we see the daughter because eventually Donnie's son will end up with her instead of the girl.
Oh, it doesn't matter.
It's just like,
the scene's unnecessary.
It's so gratuitous.
Yeah.
And it's like the woman's size is a joke.
Yep. That's all it is.
It's just another, like, oh, look at this fat, tittied woman eating breakfast. Because, of course, like, what else would a fat woman do on a pole? Like, it's just, oh, it's gross. It's, like, not cool. It's not cool to the woman. It's not cool to anybody.
Yeah. And then also, so we also have a scene in which Rex Ryan plays Donnie's accountant.
Oh, right. Yeah, and I saw you furiously writing. I was like, oh, this must be a sports person.
It is. Rex Ryan is the old...
I don't know anything about sports.
At the time, I do believe that he was... Yeah, he was still the head coach of the New York Jets. And the Jets are fierce rivals with the Patriots.
Mm.
So the joke is... He has a Tom Brady poster on. And he's like, look how chiseled his jaw is. So that's like...
So beautiful.
A joke.
Yeah.
And then he has the joke about Bill Belichick. He has a Bill Belichick bobblehead who's the coach of the Patriots. And he's like, hey, don't mess with the genius. If Rex Ryan had a shred of acting ability, it might be funny.
But he doesn't.
No, it was really, really awful.
So we find out the son has changed his name, completely changed his identity.
Oh, because the name that he gave him was Han Solo.
Han Solo Burger.
Yep. It's not funny, Maria.
No, it's not. It's like so like pathetically bad that it's funny. His son has changed his name. The wedding's happening at his boss's mansion.
Summer house,
in Cape Cod.
Yep.
And the boss says, so there's like an intro scene to the boss, and then he says, as he's about to show them the rest of the property, most of my staff is lucky to be in this country, so feel free to abuse the shit out of them. That's a direct quote.
And I
That's
don't,
a joke.
For a joke like that, the joke needs to be on the bigot saying it. And it's not.
There's
And then there's a Chinaman joke later. The lady calls them Chinaman.
Yes.
And the one of the guys licks her plate, so like that makes the joke on her. No. That's not a joke.
No. Also, there's a term in comedy that's used a lot called punching down. It's when the joke is on the little guy instead of like on the person with power.
Yeah.
This whole entire film is just punching a dropkick down
yeah.
upon everybody.
It's
gross. It's not fun.
Yeah.
Why would you make a film like this?
Yeah. Also, can we talk about the most egregious thing in this film?
Vanilla Ice.
Vanilla Ice. No, actually, from what I remember, we don't get to see a lot of Vanilla Ice. And what I saw in Vanilla Ice, he's acting.
Yeah. He's acting. Sandler isn't.
I'm buying it. He's the only person acting in this film so far.
He completely is trying.
And from what I remember in this film, I think Vanilla Ice does an okay acting job with what he's doing.
He has with what been he's so given. Far.
Yeah. No, what
we
I was going to
say.
We
only had a scene with him, but so far.
I enjoyed it. Seeing him on it, like,
he was like
breathe something into the movie.
Yeah, he was like very real and vulnerable.
Yes, yes.
And he's like, bitch, I don't have money either. Yeah. Like, that's why I'm here. Yeah, it was, I don't know. It's just, somehow, Vanilla Ice's presence was refreshing in a sea.
Oh, you know, I know what it is.
Shit.
He's the only person making fun of himself.
Yes, yes, that's what it is.
He's the only person
not punching down.
Yeah, he's the only person where it's like, hey, it's on me. I'm cool to make fun of
me. The joke's on me. Yeah, the joke's on me.
And I'm with it, and I'm okay with it. And it's like, sweet, Vanilla Ice. No, my main problem was, well, I'm just calling Andy Samberg.
Andy Samberg.
Andy Samberg is going to marry this girl.
Right.
Her brother comes.
He's played by Milo Ventimiglia.
Okay, and he's in Marines camis. I don't think he had a Marine logo on his hat, but he had a Marine tattoo on his arm. And, like, nobody knew how to dress. He has his chevrons, his rank on his collar. His pins are upside down, so it's, like, completely wrong. And also, he's a PFC, which is like, he just got out of boot camp.
For everybody, Bacon was in the Marines, so...
it doesn't make any sense.
He takes notice of this, but, I mean, we've seen this a while ago, but I think this will be justified later on.
Okay. Also...
Because I don't think he's really a Marine.
Well, he's not doing it, right?
Yeah.
Then there's dead giveaways. And then also, he... When they have lunch, he shows up in his camis, and for lunch he switches into his alphas, which is like a dress uniform with like the short sleeves. And it's like, why did he switch? I don't understand any of this.
I don't. I mean, I don't know military stuff. That's
oh my
all
god,
you, dude!
It's stupid.
This movie isn't a comedy. It's just
no.
cruel.
Yeah.
It's just a series of cruel scenes strung together.
Yeah, and not even jokes. Just like. Things that they thought were funny being said.
Right.
There's
and
no
it's like,
jokes.
There's no like, haha, this guy's an uncomfortable asshole. It's just, this guy's an uncomfortable asshole.
Yeah, that's it. Also,
it's
it doesn't
gross.
Help that Adam Sandler is just doing a slightly deeper Little Nicky.
Yeah.
That's his Boston
with
accent.
Like a, yeah, like a, he's trying to insert Boston into it. I don't hear it. It's
it
just
is
like,
so bad.
It only comes out when he's like, oh my God.
Yeah. It comes
that wasn't
and
even
goes.
That good. Yeah.
It's hard to understand. It's annoying. It great. It's like it's
Wait,
so great.
Were we recording when you told me he showed up to Andy Samberg's wedding?
Yeah, that's what that was.
What?
Yes.
Okay. He showed up to Andy Samberg's wedding like that?
Yeah.
You are a fucking prick.
Yeah.
Like
you're awful.
Seriously.
Yeah.
Be a human being and be at your goddamn friend's wedding as yourself. You are a psychopath. This is why we want Adam Sandler to stop. This is why we did this whole podcast.
Also a movie.
I can't. Oh.
It's a movie that bombed. Andy Samberg had to go back to TV after it. Now you're showing up as a character that like from
oh
a shitty movie
God.
That nobody liked.
Yeah. I am shaken to my core by that tidbit.
Also, the scene where, so when his dad shows up to, like, his boss's house and
yeah,
is meeting
Adam
the
Sandler
family.
Yeah, Adam Sandler shows up to Andy's boss's house.
Yes, and he explains it, like, oh, he's my best friend, and it's that, like, classic,
like awkward,
they're clearly talking
lying.
Like this is a lie,
yeah.
and anybody who is a normal person would be like, you guys are clearly lying.
Right.
And then Adam Sandler tells a story about how he saved Andy Samberg's life after he dropped a burrito. And it is a long, unfunny monologue of nothing funny happens.
Right.
And he just explains how he dropped a burrito, pushed him out of the way, and he had to dodge the train. And it's like not even close to funny.
No.
It goes on for like 2 minutes. It's so bad.
It's so stupid. And the only like kind of moments are the people listening to the story who call out the inaccuracies of it.
Yeah.
But we never touch it again.
Nope.
Like, ugh. This movie is so frustrating.
I also just wrote down that Marine guy does an awful salute. He doesn't do a salute correctly. You have to have a hat on, and he doesn't even do it right. So I wrote that in there.
Okay.
These are the important things, Marine. You know these Marines are watching this.
Yeah.
And they're getting upset.
If this is the country they're defending...
It's not worth it.
Go home. Go back to your families. It's not worth it. Let us sink into the sea.
It sucks. Oh my God, it sucks.
This is the worst of America. This is the worst we have to offer.
You ready to move on? Ready to watch 30 more minutes? Let's do it.
Let's move on.
This movie is so bad.
It's so terrible.
Before we get started, I looked up titter. It means half suppressed laugh.
Yeah, it's a laugh.
Never heard of it.
Oh my gosh.
Cross it up. What do you got, Marie? What notes do you got?
There's a whole sequence that centers around a Budweiser What's Up joke.
Yep.
Why?
Because Budweiser sponsored the movie.
You can't even write comedy. You had to go back to a joke that was a tiny bit funny in like the early 90s.
Not early 90s.
Yeah.
No, 2000s.
What's the difference?
Look, I know my What's Up. And I'll tell you that the reason why, Murray, is because Budweiser Anheuser-Busch clearly sponsored this entire movie.
Budweiser and Bud Light everywhere.
And he drinks a Natty Light and he drinks a Rolling Rock. It's blatant product placement, and then we just had
right,
an old
but then
Budweiser
we just
commercial.
Don't even like we use an old we recycle a joke that wasn't really that funny to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
And a joke that was beat into the ground.
Yeah.
Before.
It wasn't funny.
It was not funny.
It wasn't funny. And they just kept going with it.
Oh, my God.
Also, super cool, they all sat around, all the dudes sat around and talked about all the teachers that they wanted to bang when they were young.
That was a whole sequence of events.
See, I get that's understandable. Like, when you're young, and if you have, like, a hot teacher, you're like, oh, I find her attractive because your hormones are going crazy. So, but like in the context of this movie, it's gross.
It's super gross. They also get like really graphic with it.
Yeah.
It's just, I
would say that's the most artistic part of the movie. Right?
I don't even have notes. It's just like we watch way too long scene where Adam Sandler's character masturbates to a photo of the grandma.
Forever. The scene is forever.
It's like 8 minutes long.
And the next scene is the next morning, the grandma finds all of his tissues.
He's cradling a Vaseline, like, lotion pump thing.
And that scene goes on forever.
He should be using that lotion for his neck.
It's like a cell. He should. Otherwise, you know what happens.
We know what happens.
Also, can we...
Old man neck.
This is another thing that's in every Adam Sandler film. Besides all the dudes get a talk and only like one or two women get parts to speak, the other women who have barely any speaking parts are models.
Horse. Yeah.
They are models.
They are treated like property.
They are. And as they should. And
shut the fuck up. I knew something snide was going to come out of your mouth.
But there's a scene where he's like, he has them all on like, they're hanging on his every word when they're in the hot tub together.
Yeah.
And he's just surrounded by the hottest girls in the entire world.
We've seen that so many times with him.
It's like, disgusting.
It's gross.
Then we finally get to a scene with like a kind of a joke written where Andy Samberg's character, when he was little, wanted to get a tattoo. So it's like, what kind of tattoo would you get? A giant New Kids on the Block tattoo on your back. But then it got all stretched out because he grew.
Because he grew, yeah.
And it looks funny. But it doesn't make any sense because he's extremely successful. He could have gotten that removed with lasers.
Yeah, but aren't you still, like, fucked up and scarred when you get that?
When it's that big? I don't know. But I do know he could get it, it would be faded at least.
Yeah, I don't know. But also, I don't understand why when Sandler shows his back tattoo, which is also messed up,
yeah,
like, there's no joke about that. He's like, yeah, I got this when I was 18 and you were a kid. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, you clearly grew too. Everybody grows, like, after their...
No, he said he got it when he was younger too.
Right.
Not and he's 18, like, look, but like 13.
Yeah, like, look how great this one is.
Yeah.
No, it's also stretched out, but the joke can never be on Adam Sandler, so mm-hmm. we don't even comment on
mm-hmm.
how his is messed up.
Can we get to the James Caans?
Yeah, what?
Out of nowhere.
Bacon and I have watched this movie before.
Yeah.
There is a span of this that we just straight up
don't remember. And I don't know if
neither one of us do.
Yeah, and I don't know if I have the extended version or the unrated version. It doesn't say that it is.
We've been searching. We're trying to figure it out.
And then I looked online to see if there is. No, I just think we forgot this.
I think we blacked out.
There's a part where James Caan is the...
It's so bad. I think we blocked it from our memory.
It's completely unnecessary to have in the movie at all. Because so he plays the priest. He comes out, instantly hates Andy Samberg's character.
Right.
They get into a fist fight.
Fist fight.
That's not funny.
Yeah. Also, James Caan is doing an Irish accent.
Yeah.
Yeah, because if you have a priest in the film, he has to be Irish.
They fight. What? And it's not funny or like choreographed funny. It's just bad punches back and forth. So then they have to have a different place to do the wedding. Oh, they're just going to do it at the house. The
why
mansion.
Why did we even go to the... It's unnecessary.
Why didn't we cut it out? The movie's almost two hours long.
Why did you need James Caan?
Cut it out.
Why?
Cut James Caan. Why is James... What did James Caan do? Like, who blackmailed him to be in this film?
Did he lose a bet?
Yeah, probably.
Oh, my God. And he had to be in an Adam Sandler film? God. So horrible.
Also, just a Marines update. He's wearing his dress cap, white dress cap, and it doesn't have the Eagle, Globe, and Anchor on it. It has, like, a generic gold logo. So I don't know if they don't want to put the Marine logo on him, because also on his normal clothes it doesn't have it. So I don't get it.
I'm still saying, and again, we've seen this before. We don't remember much, clearly.
Yeah.
I'm still saying, I think we find out he's not really... a Marine.
Okay.
Or he told people he was going away in the Marines and he didn't.
But I don't know if that's part of the movie foreshadowing that or they just do a crappy job.
Yeah, a piss poor job. It's hard to say.
I'm just also going to say after, because now we're in this period of Adam Sandler movies where it's so awful.
Yeah.
Now we've reached a point with them where like they were lazy before and now they're just like so lazy.
It's beyond.
The movie has no tone. The, like, music that they use behind things for, like, to tell you the tone of things.
It's barely there.
It's mixed like, poorly.
There's rarely any, like, background music.
Nothing's ever shot interesting. Everything's very flat. Over the shoulder shot, like, reverse shot, back and forth. Like, setup shot to show where they are, and now we're here. And it's, like, there's nothing interesting about it. Like, there's nothing... movie quality about these films. Like, a lot of comedies don't have that, but they have something that makes it, like, it has a feeling.
There's so many amazing to mediocre comedies in this world.
Yeah.
Or just films in this world.
Yeah.
And the fact that he has so much money, Adam Sandler, and does the bare minimum and gets away with it, and he just doesn't even care.
Yeah.
Like, this money, like, could you imagine an indie filmmaker wanting to make something great and having this budget? Like,
oh my God.
That would be insane. But no, this is, it's just, there's no justice in anything.
At this point, it's just Adam Sandler, it's Happy Madison Productions just doing, is destroying the film industry.
Yeah.
And it's so... insanely difficult to watch.
It is.
It's so boring. It is so unfunny. It is so mean-spirited.
It
hurts.
At one point, I'm wearing my glasses today. I took them off. I could not see the screen. I could just see shapes and hear it. And I just needed that break.
I think you could just listen to this whole movie.
And be,
and you would know everything that's going on because it's all explained to you thoroughly and quickly. And the only thing you need to know is who's hitting who. Not really. And then the fake shitty punch sound effects are awful. It's a shame. Andy Samberg is trying.
Yeah.
But he does every scene as the exact same emotion out of him. Oh no, not this. What's happening? Gross.
But that's... all these characters are one-dimensional.
Yeah.
They have one-dimensional wants. It's like, there's nothing to this.
Yeah.
Why do we care about these people? We don't care about these people. You don't care about them from the start.
Like, I hate them.
Me too. Them. I hate Adam Sandler for doing this.
Oh, God. All right. You ready to watch more of this?
Yeah.
All right. All right, stop. Collaborate and listen. I sit back with my brand new invention. Something grabs a hold of me tightly. Flow like a harpoon daily and nightly. Will it ever stop? Yo, I don't know. Turn off the lights and I'll glow. To the extreme, I rock a mic like a vandal. Light up a stage and wax a chump like a candle. Dance. Caress a speaker that booms. I'm killing your brain like a poisonous mushroom. Deadly. When I play a dope melody, anything less than the best is a felony. Love it or leave it. You better gain weight. You better hit bullseye. The kid don't play. If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it. Check out the hook while my DJ revolves it.
Hello.
Hi, everybody. Well, I wrote down a bunch of notes, but I think we should just cut to the main problem with this movie. The twist is that Andy Samberg's soon-to-be wife is cheating on him. She's cheated on with other guys.
Yep.
But mostly she's been cheating on him with her brother. Why did we need to add
the element of incest?
Why?
To child abuse.
A brother and sister having sex, okay? And somebody finds out about it by looking through a window. They're basically just copying Game of Thrones. And Severy doesn't get pushed out.
So Adam Sandler's the Bran.
Yeah. By the end of this movie, Adam Sandler's going to be the three-eyed raven.
Oh, my God. Maybe that's why his, like, last current movie, Meyerowitz Stories, is actually good.
I don't know. It is so unnecessary.
It's so, so, so bad.
And it's disgusting.
It's, this whole movie is gross, and it's not funny.
No. There's a whole,
why?
Oh my God.
Why is a child being sexually assaulted funny in your eyes? Why is incest funny? Why are you treating this like a comedy? Like, we should be laughing.
There's a montage for the bachelor party in which, during the montage, the guys don't do anything funny. They just are huge dicks.
I wanted to talk about that. They go to a roller rink. They're pushing people down.
Ice skating rink. Don't you know how I get
about my rinks?
Ice skating is not roller, okay? Roller's
ice
real.
Rink.
Okay?
Ice,
baby.
Roller rink.
Yeah. If you ice skate, not a friend. If you roller skate, you're my best friend.
Best friend. Best friend. Hold
best up. Friend. Actually, that's not true. I like ice skating better. But they do a bunch of dumb shit.
They push people down, then they run into a bowling alley, steal people's balls, shove people over.
Yeah, thin pin bowling. It's a very Boston thing.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, with the tiny balls and the really thin candlestick pin bowling, or whatever it's called.
Oh, it just looks like regular bowling.
And it ends
to
with them peeing on a diner, and one of the store owners who they stole from, who was shooting at them with
a
shotgun,
they like
points a shotgun at someone's face in the diner and pulls the trigger and misses, but it is disconcerting.
Yeah. It just hauls up, aims the shotgun, bam.
We both went, good Lord.
Yeah.
Like, that came out of nowhere, and that's very scary. How is that even funny?
And none of it... it's fun. Yeah, they hold up a convenience store, and then the guy they stole from becomes their friend? and like helps shove people and pretends to shoot at people with them. Like, what? What? Yeah.
None of this is funny.
Yeah. What?
Also, Adam Sandler ends up fucking the grandma. We're going back to Don't Mess with the Zohan, where just like Adam Sandler's a sex god and he all has fuck and he sexes old ladies.
Yeah.
And why is that funny?
Why is that? I don't understand.
This whole movie is straight disgusting garbage.
Also, it's so messed up to see a movie where your entire sex is just portrayed as an object.
Yeah.
Like, you, like, I watch this and I'm like, I mean nothing to Adam Sandler. Like, I am next to nothing just because I have a vagina and it's fuckable. Like,
maybe he just thinks that way about you in movies.
I think he thinks that about women in general.
I guess
just all women is like, whatever.
Hey, if you're a lady and you met Adam Sandler, you can give us a call at...
Yeah. Have you had a positive experience? I would love to hear about
405-418-NARD. 405-418-6278. Leave us a message on if you've ever met Adam Sandler, if you're a lady. And let us know
how he was.
Maybe it's just Happy Madison, because I don't think he does any of the casting. And he barely... I mean, I'm sure he has say in script, but he doesn't write the scripts. It doesn't matter. This movie is straight garbage.
It's horrible.
It feels like Jack and Jill was really, really bad. Like, it was just a bad movie, and it was like negative and annoying. Watching this makes me feel like sick.
Yeah, I don't feel good.
Mm-mm.
I don't feel confident about myself or happy or any of those things.
No, I hate it.
It's so bad. It's like so degrading on just a base human level.
Yeah, I hate it.
It's awful.
Let's watch 30 more minutes.
Great.
Done. And I know what you're gonna ask. Bacon. Because he's a PFC and he's not an NCO, when he wears his dress blues, does it have the blood stripe on the side? Because it shouldn't, but he has it.
The uniform.
So even that's wrong.
The uniform, in case you forgot what Bacon cared about the most in this film.
Yeah, and yeah, you were right. It turns out that he wasn't in the military, and that was just a lie for no reason.
Yeah.
And besides the fact that he's having sex with his
sister.
Also, I don't even know if we talked about the reason why Adam Sandler's character reached out to his son is because that he owes the
IRS government money.
So he's trying to get it.
Yeah.
But it's like abandoned, not really talked about. Well, in the beginning of the movie, he puts a bet on this really fat guy to win the Boston Marathon, and the odds are like really high. And then at the very end, he wins.
The fat guy. It's the joke's on the fat guy. He chugs chocolate milk on the side. And somehow wins the Boston Marathon. That's how the movie ends. It's the last scene.
There's a wedding scene at the end that's every movie trope ever of like, stop the wedding and we're going to hash everything out in front of everybody.
Yeah.
And I'm sick and tired of these Adam Sandler movies just having like, everybody just gets one punch knocked out constantly in these things. So
have you ever
stupid.
Seen a fight?
They're so stupid. The slapstick is the lowest thing. The jokes are the lowest. It's disturbing to watch. It's not
the
funny.
The whole movie is disturbing to watch. Like, not even just the bad fight scenes.
Adam Sandler's voice is annoying as all hell.
The one redeeming quality of this film is that they used a Meatloaf song for a hot minute and a half.
The soundtrack's great, but it's just classic 80s tunes, so it's just like, of course. use the best hits of the 80s, yeah, of course it's going to be great.
Right.
Anything else you got to say about this movie?
I stopped taking notes. I just desperately wanted it to be over.
Cool. Marie, here are your rankings. Where are you going to slip, slap, sloppity in? That's my
it's
boy.
It's last.
Okay.
It's last.
It's worse it's than Jack and Jill.
Dead last. It's the worst film I've ever seen. Bacon, we've seen so many bad films.
A lot of bad films.
Together.
Mm-hmm.
Many of them not Adam Sandler films.
Yeah.
This is the worst film we've ever watched together. And we have the unfortunate situation of watching it twice. We've watched it twice in our lives.
Yeah.
And someone, if you have any sort of religious belief, pray for me because I need it after watching this twice.
Yeah.
I don't anymore, but if you can keep me in your thoughts and prayers, I need it after this. Seriously. I can't believe I've wasted so much of my life on this film.
It's also long.
Life is short and this film is too long. I'm getting emotional about it. Why have I spent so much time watching this?
Oh my god. So,
oh my god.
In order, Marie's bottom five are now Anger Management, Little Nicky, 8 Crazy Nights, Jack and Jill, That's My Boy.
You're just a sea of sewage.
That is awful. And then, so your top five stay the same. It's The Wedding Singer, Billy Madison, Happy Gilmore, Mr. Deeds, and Punch Drunk Love.
Yep.
Marie, I am going to put this in at my number one.
Shut the fuck up.
No, this is dead last. Not only was this the worst Adam Sandler movie that we've watched so far, it might be one of the worst movies I've ever seen.
Yeah.
It is, because it makes me, you know, there's bad movies that we enjoy because they're so bad. And then there's other bad movies where I'm like, ah, that's not like bad enough to be even fun to watch. Or it's like,
I'd rather
doesn't
watch
have a fun spirit.
Birdemic twice than watch this once.
Oh my God.
And Birdemic is a stupid bad movie.
Yeah.
Horribly shot with like very bad graphics about birds with an illness killing people.
Yeah.
I'd rather watch that.
Yeah.
Twice.
Than this. It is horrendous.
It is so bad.
An awful film. And
horrible. Shouldn't be made.
Anybody who's in charge, the person who wrote this film should not be allowed to write any more films.
We've said it before, this film is so bad that Andy Samberg went back to television.
Yeah.
He doesn't even do films very much anymore.
Also, thank God, though, because Brooklyn Nine-Nine is great, so.
I haven't watched it, but I've heard great things.
It's great.
I have never knocked it.
It's great.
So
you should definitely check it out. It has a very Parks and Rec feel to it.
Oh, you know what? I'm going to enjoy that.
What are my bottom five, Marie?
Bacon's bottom five are Little Nicky,
Boo.
8 Crazy Nights,
yeah.
Grown Ups,
Me.
Jack and Jill, and That's My Boy.
So just so you, that's the last 3 weeks. Grown Ups, Jack and Jill, That's My Boy, have gone awful the entire time. It's horrible.
We are
horrible.
Just in.
Oh, top five.
Oh, sorry. Bacon's top five remain the same. It's Punch Drunk Love, The Wedding Singer, Billy Madison, Happy Gilmore, and Spanglish.
Spanglish number five.
We are in the bowels of hell when it comes to Sandler films.
Right now.
I can't see the light. I cannot see the light at the end of the tunnel.
Okay. Do you want to know?
I feel so upset.
Do you want to know what we're watching next week?
Sure.
I think we get a slight break, Murray. I think there's a teeny tiny, tiny little break for us.
A little, like we can see a crack of light coming through.
This is a movie that I haven't heard great things about, but I haven't heard bad things about it. Next week, we are watching the animated feature film, Hotel Transylvania.
Oh my God, that'll be such a break. That'll be such a nice break. Oh my God. Thank you. Thank you.
I don't think it's going to be good, but I think it'll at least be like semi-fun, right?
Yes. I'm so thankful. And then we have a break. We don't have to see Adam Sandler's face. It's an animated character. It's a little Dracula. It's some monsters.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you. We're excited for it. So make sure to tune in next week. We'll be reviewing that. But until then, Marie, I already know the answer. Should Adam Sandler stop?
Yes, Adam Sandler, please stop.
Donnie, come on, say hi to everyone. Donnie, this is Steve Spiro, Todd's boss.
William!
Is that back? Because I've been dying for that to come back.
What's up? My boy, look at him! He ain't a tight ass!
What's up?
What's up?
What's up?
What's up?
No!